Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you. Greg, yesterday you and John Siegley discussed Nathan Elliott being the starting quarterback. Today I want to look at the guys that will protect him. North Carolina has the least returning starters, I believe, since Larry Fedora has been here at North Carolina. Your thoughts on this building process that Coach Chris Kapilovic will go through in this camp leading up to Cal?
Yeah, for sure, Tommy. And I think when you look at the fact that North Carolina has 19 returning starts along the offensive line, that is the fewest in the ACC as a whole. So while there is some talent with this group, there's a lot of inexperience. And so with that comes, you know, the chemistry building, the coaching, the understanding what it takes to play under the lights. It's one thing to practice with the scout team or practice with the ones and twos in training camp, but when you get out there on the practice field or the game field, it's a little bit different animal. And so that is what he has to do this training camp over the next 3 weeks, is really to gel this group. And you've got some bookend tackles that you really like. You know, Charlie Heck comes back with 11 starts from last year. William Sweet, they really thought he could have a breakout year last year before he tore an ACL early in the year. So you like those two guys. Then there's a lot of question marks kind of on the interior of that line. Nick Polina rotated with Khalil Rogers last year at left guard. He's pretty much locked in at left guard now. J.J. McCargo was Cam Dillard's backup last season. Didn't play a whole lot and missed spring ball due to injury. And he's slated as the starting center right now. And then right guard is really kind of a toss-up. You know, Marcus McKeithen was a tackle last year, young guy. They moved him inside to have some competition there. Billy Ross is battling. So they're trying to finalize some guys at these interior positions and then hope to grow that team chemistry, that group chemistry, to put a productive unit on the floor as we get into, you know, September and the start of the season.
They'll need that chemistry and consistency on that offensive line to give Nathan Elliott a chance to shine for the North Carolina offense.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.